Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
Words carry immeasurable power. Every time you open your mouth, you speak something that will manifest. There's three simple truths about words, and here they are. Number one, words are powerful. Number two, words are piercing. Number three, words are perpetual. They live on in eternity. James chapter 3, verse 1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. I'm here to tell you, folks, you may find a better preacher. You can find a better preacher. You may find a better looking preacher. You may find a more eloquent preacher. But you're not going to find a preacher who is more concerned with what he brings to this pulpit and speaks over your life. And I'm just here to tell you that is the truth. Because I don't take this lightly. Because I am accountable for everything that's coming out right now. Everything. And I will give an answer to it. He says, knowing that we will receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. Verse 3. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. You can't push a horse. You can't get behind a horse and just start pushing him around, pushing him to where you want him to go. You can't do that. You have to put the bit in his mouth, and you can lead him and take him anywhere you want to go because of what's on his tongue, the bit in his mouth. You can't just push a horse around. A horse is bigger, faster, stronger, and more powerful than you. But by putting a bit in the horse's mouth, you can control the direction of the horse. Just as there are big things beyond your control, you cannot control, God says you can control them by the power of your words. In the same way you can't control that horse without having something in its mouth, it's the same way. It works the same. That's the principle he's teaching us there. In the New Living Testament, it says we can make a large horse go anywhere we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. You can change the course of your life by the forceful power of your words. That's what the New Living Translation says. Job 6:25 says, how forceful are right words. Now, the Bible says this in Proverbs 18:21. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Verse 4, next point is this idea of a rudder. There's three illustrations. There's the horse, there's the ship with the rudder, and then there's the fire. So we're looking at the ship now, and we're looking at piercing, and we're looking at power and piercing, and right? Okay, so I'm just trying to keep you where we're at. Verse 4, look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. A tiny rudder turns a large ship and makes it go wherever it wants, even though the winds are very strong. In other words, that ship can be guided no matter how forceful the winds are, it's guided by that little rudder. And that's the same way it is in life. No matter what's coming against you in life, no matter what you're facing in life, your life will continue to be guided by what you're saying, by what's coming out of your mouth. Anybody heard of the Bismarck ship, the battleship, the Bismarck? It was one of the greatest and largest battleships ever made. Now listen, Hitler authorized the building of this battleship and named it the Bismarck. It was armor-plated. No ship had anything comparable to it. The British guns and ships were the strongest of their day. But when the Bismarck came on the scene, the British gunfire would bounce off the Bismarck. Literally bounced off because it was made out of such thick steel and could not penetrate it. It was impervious to anything comparable to it. It only had a six-week lifespan, the Bismarck. Now listen, the British Army, listen how it went down. The British Army sent out a plane called the Mosquito. That was a little 90-horsepower plane. It had fabric-covered wings, kind of like a paper, plane kind of thing. Small, little, but it carried a torpedo, one torpedo at a time. And it went out, and one of the torpedoes got lucky and hit the rudder on the Bismarck. And it stopped the Bismarck in its tracks. They even sent divers down to investigate and try to unjam the rudder on the Bismarck. And they couldn't get it unjammed. And so because of that, the ship stood still. It sat there in the water. And the British Army continued to pelt and come against that. And it sunk the Bismarck because the rudder wasn't working. Folks, sometimes your life isn't going anywhere because it's not working. It's not working the way God designed it. And you will be destroyed if you don't get it working the way God has designed it. Am I making sense? The British Navy had frozen in the water, sent dark. Now, the captain said, man your battle stations. And the British surrounded the ship and shot it and tore it up. Now listen, a small rudder in the hands of a captain on a large ship sets the course in the face of the strongest winds or whatever's coming against it. Where do you want your marriage to go? How do you want your children to be? You are setting them in motion with the words that you're saying. What about your health? What are you saying about your health? Well, it runs in my family, We just overeat. We just all like chocolate pie You see that? Well, cancer runs in our family and it's in our genes, It's just that. You see, what you're doing is you're setting that in motion. You see that? It works the same way in the negative way by what you're saying. Your finances go. How are your finances going? You are establishing by what you're saying. Proverbs 18:21, we're going to say it again. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Now, in that verse, Proverbs 18:21, it says this. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. The word power in the Hebrew language means direction. It means custody. It means hand. Now, think about this. Let's say it this way. Life and death are in the direction of your tongue. Did you catch that? Let's say it this way. Life and death are in the custody of your tongue. It's like a prison guard. They hold prisoners captive and keep them in there unless they release them. That's the way it is with you. You keep things in custody in your life and you hold it unless you release it. Did you capture that? Did you get that? Now watch this. In the hand. Okay, life and death are in the hand of the tongue. Your tongue is an extension of your body, of your life. Just like a hand. Okay, this whole stage here. I can with my hand change and rearrange this whole stage with my hand. I can do that with my hand. It's the same way with your tongue. You are rearranging and putting things in place with what you're saying. We got to understand this. We got to get a hold of this. I am just here to tell you, your own words destroy or they build up. They bring construction or destruction, right? Like a fire. We're in our third illustration of James chapter 3. It's like a fire. There was a fire in Southern California. It destroyed 723 miles of property and land, homes and everything. Now watch this. It was larger than London. It was just like London caught on the size-wise. It took 5,530 firefighters around the clock to put this fire out in 4 days. It started with the single spark of a cigarette. A little spark. Look at all that destroyed. Homes and land and all that. That's the same way it is with your tongue. You can use your tongue to destroy things and bring things down. And your own life. But the thing is, when you're bringing something else down, you're bringing yourself down. Oh, man. This is huge. I can't say how huge this is. Gossip. Think about when you gossip. That's why God equates gossip with murder. Rumors. Look what rumors do to people. You see this? Are you getting this? Or, you know, you just say, I was only joking, and you say some snide remark. You know, you meant it. Well, I didn't mean it. Yes, you did, or you wouldn't have said it. Are you feeling the weight of this? Get a hold of what is coming out of our mouth. God has established words. Now listen, when I come here, my aim is to build you up and edify you, and that you will leave here knowing you have a chance and you're going to make it and there's always going to be hope. That's the call of my life. And that's what you're going to get when you come here. The Message Bible says, the speech of a good man clears the air, but the words of the wicked pollute it, pollute the air. What words do you listen to? You can turn your life around and change its direction by your words. Now listen, listen. Like seeds that we plant for vegetation, fruit, gardens, words have consequences programmed in them. Oh, man, that puts the fear of God in me. A word spoken is like a seed planted. It's either going to heal and help, or it's going to wound and kill. That's why you cannot use this excuse. Well, I really didn't mean it. I really was just joking. Proverbs says you can't say I was only joking. That's why sarcasm is so destructive. Whether you know it or not, the moment you spoke those words, they go out on an assignment, and they will not relent until the assignment is accomplished. I use electricity every day, but I don't know much about it or how it works. I know how to use it, but I don't know how to explain it. Some of you don't understand airplanes. You don't understand how a large airplane taxis out on a runway every day and goes all around the world, wherever it goes, round and about. And we don't understand the law of lift and drag and thrust and all those things. But we'll go and we'll buy a ticket, right? We don't have any problem buying a ticket and jumping on a plane and going wherever we need to go. You can use it on a regular basis without understanding how it works. Whether I understand it or not doesn't keep it from making things work for me. Do you remember the movie The Matrix? You remember this line in there? Your comprehension is not a prerequisite to your cooperation. I remember when I was a kid, I remember arguing with my dad. And I'd say, but why, Daddy? He'd say, there ain't no why. Just do it. I'd say, why? There ain't no why. Just do it. I always said, well, why? You know, explain it. He said, there ain't. He just said, that was it. Ain't no why. That was the answer. My comprehension was not a prerequisite to my obedience. That's the same way it is in the laws of God. Come on, did you catch that? That's the same way it is in the laws of God. Number two, remember? Words are powerful. Words are piercing. Your words affect the past and the future. How about, I'm sorry? Look what that can do from something that happened in the past. I'm sorry. Look at the power of that. I'm sorry. Words transcend space and time. Words can penetrate hearts, emotions. We need to be careful with the words we speak. You can wound the spirit of a child or a mate forever with your words. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to and counseled with, and they said, well, my dad or my mom always said this to me. They're still dealing with what was said when they was a child, and they're 40 and 50 and 60 years old now. See how that worked? But it doesn't have to be that way. You can change it with the words you say. What about the no you didn't say in the back seat of that car? What about the no you didn't say the first time you smoked that joint? What about the no you didn't say the first time you got involved in alcohol or some addictive behavior? You see, what you don't say is just as bad as what you say. Come on. Am I making sense? What about when you said, I do? Are you catching this? Now watch this. Proverbs 12:18 says this. There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The NIV says this, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. You know how you separate a wise man from a foolish man? Listen to the words coming out of their mouth. I'll tell you what, that is the first antennas that go up. When I get around somebody, I listen to their words. I'm always listening to what people are saying. Always. I tell you what, there's something in me, I'm immediately listening because I am in a position where I have to watch what I say. I'm entrusted with responsibility here. I've got to constantly be listening to what's being said around me. And you know what? We all need to be. We all have responsibilities. Now look at this. Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is living and powerful. The word of God brings life. When you speak God's word over your children, over your marriage, over your it brings life. Proverbs 4:29 says, let no corrupt word proceed from your mouth, only that which edifies and gives grace to the hearers. Let no corrupt word proceed. How many words? None. Speak life. Build people up. Speak the good things about them. And you know what you're doing? You're helping yourself by doing that. But when you choose to speak the negative and you choose to speak, you're destroying yourself. And possibly others. Are you with me? And others, but mainly yourself. This idea of piercing. A knife in the hands of a murderer is a lethal weapon. That same knife in the hands of a skilled surgeon becomes an instrument of healing. Your words either kill or they heal. Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. In Genesis, it talks about the tree of life. In Revelation, it talks about the paradise of God and the tree of life. There's two places it talks about the tree of life, but there's a third place that's in your tongue. Your tongue is a tree of life. It causes things to grow and live. The Message Bible says, gracious speech is like clover honey, good taste to the soul, quick energy to the body. Don't you like that? I love that. Can you remember when someone said, thanks, I really needed to hear that? Third point, words are perpetual. When you speak a sentence, you can decide when to end that sentence, but you cannot decide when the consequences will stop. I'm going to say that again. When you speak a sentence, you can decide when to end that sentence, but you cannot decide when the consequences will stop. Words reverberate into eternity. I have spoken in places, I've been preaching for almost 20 years. And I'm going to tell you, as I studied this week, it's just really brought up some things and where I've messed up, and it's just really showing me. I've spoken in places and people will say something like, years ago, you said this, and it really helped me. You see how that works? It goes back in time. People can remember and draw life from your words, the words that you have spoken decades ago. Winston Churchill, under the Blitz Creek of the Nazis, who had greater forces than him at the time, and they were hard-pressed for the folks of London and the folks of the UK, he said, Winston Churchill said, "We shall fight. We shall fight them on the beaches. We shall fight them on the land. We will never give up. We will never give up. No, never. We will never give up." I got that little sign right on my windowsill. And I'm going to tell you what, those words still today, I can walk in my office and be dragging my backside and look at that, man, it just, those words that he spoke years ago are still bringing life. Even though he was a tobacco chewing, bourbon breath, you understand, the words have power. Give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry. J.F. Kennedy, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. How about Martin Luther King's speech, "I Have a Dream"? Now, you have to declare this over in your conversation, having coffee. Before you go out into your day, you need to begin to speak and declare things over your life, over your children. That prayer that I prayed over Dave and his family, I used to pray that over my kids. I used to go in and lay hands on them while they were sleeping. Fill them with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you will have a walk worthy of the Lord. You know what? I see that prayer working in their lives. I wish I'd have prayed it over some other folks. You understand what I'm saying? Our words have power. Our words have power. Now, remember when I broke my wrist playing softball? I broke my wrist, I broke my elbow. I remember I had two people tell me which doctor I needed to go to because this thing was... Well, anyways, I went and they said, "This guy is probably the best bone doctor in our area." So I'm not going to name his name, but I went to him. And he told me, "Well, you just need to put your elbow in a sling because, you know, it'll heal up faster in a sling than putting a cast on it." So he took a cast off somebody else and put on, and I did it. And you know what? It did. It worked out. Well, he also told me, he goes, "You know," he showed this x-ray up on the screen. He said, "You know, you got a break here and a break here, two breaks in my wrist." He says, "I've seen it over and over. With this type of break," he says, "this is the only problem you're going to have, Fred. Every time it rains, you're going to have some pain. Every time it rains." He goes, "You're going to know before it rains." He goes, "I have people telling me all the time." He goes, "You're going to know before it rains." I'll tell you what, it's been raining cats and dogs, right? Are you with me? No pain. But you know what I said? You know what I said to him? I said, "I'm not going to have no pain." He goes, "Well, you know, I'd like to tell you that, but, you know, I know I'm, you know, I've done this for years." He said, I said, "Well, I know I'm not." I said that. I said, "Not me. I went to CrossFit. I do push-ups on my knuckles. I did everything." You see what I'm saying? You can't let people speak over your life and dictate to you what it's going to be. You have to begin to speak and say what's in your heart. I remember my daughter was a freshman in high school, and they said, "You know, she's got a learning disability, and you're going to have to put her in this class." And I said, they sent home these letters, and they said, "You know, we've done, she's taken the test. You're going to have to put her in this other class, this lower class." And so I went into the guidance counselor and I said, you know, we talked, and she said, they said, "Well, you know, we're going to have to put her in this class because she has an LD, blah, blah, blah." I said, "You know what? My daughter doesn't have a learning disability." I said, "I'm not going to let you put her in this class." And they said, "Well, Mr. Gillenwater, the evidence is here." I said, "Well, I'm going to tell you something. We're not putting my daughter in this class, and she is going to stay where she's at, and she's going to keep going to school like the rest of the folks." And she said, "Okay." Kind of frustrated. And I said, "Well, that's how it's going to be." So I started helping her a little bit myself and reading and carrying, you know, we started working together. Her grades came up. She graduated with honors. She graduated from Wright State with honors. She's going to school now on the dean's list. She's going to get another degree. Am I making sense? You can't let what people say to you over your life dictate to you what's going on in your life. You have to speak it. You have to speak it. And you have to believe it. Do I understand how it works? No, I don't. but it's the law of God. And I'm going to trust what he says more than what I'm saying or what anybody else is saying. Am I making sense? Now, you are putting into motion things you cannot see. We need to fight the good fight of faith. That's what this is. It's all about faith. We need to fight the good fight of faith. It takes longer for an elephant to be born than a mosquito. Why are you saying that? Now, what's it? A mosquito takes 10 to 14 days after conception. And when it's born, it weighs 1 milligram. But now an elephant takes 22 to 24 months to be born. And when an elephant is born, it weighs 150 kilograms, 220 pounds, more than 5 million times than the mosquito. It weighs more than 5 million times than the mosquito. You can't have an elephant destiny and an elephant result in mosquito time. Did you catch that? You can't have an elephant destiny and an elephant result in a mosquito time. Words matter. You are getting ready to give birth to something. And you can't look at what's going on because something is going on. Something is incubating. Something is happening inside of you. You see that? And it's going to come and it's going to manifest. And it's going to be bigger. It's going to be bigger than a mosquito. Are you with me? It's going to be bigger than what you think. But it's happening inside of you. If you will be patient and wait to see it. Now, words matter. Words can bring death, like the words of Hitler, or words can bring life, like Martin Luther King's. What words do you want to live in your children long after you're gone? You better beware of what you're saying to your children. Matthew 12 says you are going to give an account for every word that has been spoken. Every word. Listen, Isaac sowed in a famine. I mean, it was a famine. Isaac sowed in Genesis and made the same kind of confession and reaped 100-fold. Why was Isaac blessed and highly favored? Because he confessed the right things. You are blessed and highly favored when you confess the right things. You people in sales and real estate, don't be affected by what everybody else is saying around you. Their words or the media's words aren't what God has called you to. You be affected by what God has said to you and is saying about you. There are things you are incubating in your life and you think nothing is happening, but it's growing and it's growing, like just like I said, and it's going to give birth. Don't get discouraged if something doesn't happen immediately. Don't be spoiled by your instant gratification and what goes on in America. There's times you must wait. It's worth waiting for. You decree it, God will establish it, and God's favor will be on it.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Our church office and 7 p.m. Saturday evening worship services are held at 340 West Russell Road. Our 10:30 a.m. Sunday service is held at Christian Academy School, located at 2151 West Russell Road. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at www.russellroadchurch.com. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.